The readings for this Sunday deal with vocation, and the first reading is Samuel finds his vocation working with Eli in the temple, and God speaks to him, calling him Samuel, Samuel, three different times for the first time, and that begins his vocation as the prophet, Samuel, and our Lord is calling in the gospel his the beginning of his calling of the disciples, his apostles, John and Andrew and Peter. So we could reflect on the idea of vocations today, perhaps, and vocation to the priesthood and religious life. Of course, we think of that when we think of vocation, as vocation to marriage and family life, of course, as well. But we can think of vocation in the sense of God calling us to do His will every day, day to day, throughout the day. And I think this is kind of a something worth thinking about, because normally we kind of try to design our own life. We try to do our own thing, and we do this automatically, instinctively, and most people do this, including myself for a long time, and probably many of you. Perhaps we even do it now. We organize our own day. We try to design our own life. I remember reading some self-help books many years ago, and one of the principles of a lot of the self-help books is goal setting. And they tell you that if you set your goals and you're so specific about them, real sensory specific, and you can design your own life. You can imagine the house you want to live in, the car you want to drive, the husband or wife you want to have, and what they look like, and what they sound like, and what, you know, what kinds of things you will do, where you will go. And if you plot all these things out really specifically, you'll get them. And apparently many people have done that and gotten exactly what they wanted. The problem is when we get, if we rely on ourselves and the powers that God has given to the world and our mind, and we try to do our own thing, very often God will let us, and that will be our punishment. You know, that will be our own undoing, because we're not here on earth. God did not make us to do our own will. We're not here to serve ourselves and to do our own thing. And if we do, we will make a mess of our life and we will be unhappy in the end. You know, we have to let God plan out our life and let God design our life. We are here to discern, to detect, to discover God's will, God's plan for us. And then we will be happy. Then we will be successful. Then everything will go well. And we'll be at peace and full of joy all our life and look forward to a reward, an immense reward lasting forever, immense reward. And we will bear so much fruit and do so much good for our world, because we have done what God has designed us to do. We're here to do that. You know, if we want to design our life, we have to ask God to design it. You know, what should I do? What kind of wife I should have? What kind of husband? What kind of family? What do you want me to have? And that will be the best thing. What do you want me to do? And very often it's going to be things against our own will, things we don't look forward to. Sometimes it even entails some suffering. You know, look at the life of Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc, she was called as a teenage girl to lead the armies of France, to kick England out of France. And she resisted, and she was, you know, naturally, didn't immediately do that. She had to discern that this is God speaking to her through St. Catherine, St. Michael, and Jesus and Mary probably spoke to her as well. And she was impelled to do it, and she accepted God's will, she did it. And it entailed a lot of suffering for her. All she wanted to do was to go live in the country and live a quiet life. That's what she wanted. And God called her to something exactly opposite. And yet He gave her all the skills and abilities. She was a strong woman. She was courageous. She was even brash and gruff, and because she had to live with soldiers, and so she was a tough tough girl and a tough woman, and she used to boss people around, run after the prostitutes with a sword and hit them. You know, that's the kind of person, character she had, and she had to have to do what God had called her to do. And she obeyed all the way through, and she had to listen to the voices of St. Catherine and St. Michael and other saints who were telling her what to do, because she didn't know what to do. She didn't know where to go. And God enlightened her throughout her whole life to her tragic death, being burned to death. And God called her to that, you know. God even predicted that she would be wounded in one of the battles, and she was. And she still went into battle and then pulled the arrow out of her chest and went back to fighting with the army. So she was a courageous woman who obeyed and did everything that God had asked her to do on a day-to-day basis until the heroic end of her life, and then she obtained her reward. We need to look through our own life, our day-to-day life, and we need to ask on a day-to-day basis what God wants us to do in our vocation. In our vocation, outside of our duties, and even inside our duties, we need to say, how should I do this? Where should I go? What should I do? What kind of best decision should I make? How do I treat these people? What do I say to them? You know, even within our duties, we need to ask God on a day-to-day basis what I should be doing. Enlighten me on the best decision and the best way to handle things. Enlighten me, and then do it, and then obey. Obedience is our life. We are called to obey God all the days of our life, called to follow His will, seek out His will, find it, and to do it. This is our vocation, is to be servants, to be obedient, to follow orders, to do what we're told to do. You know, that's what Satan would not do. I will not serve, he said, and he was thrown into hell. Adam and Eve did not obey God, and they got their consequences and passed it all on to us. You know, obedience, we're called to obey God, who knows what is best, who has designed our life even before we were born. He designed what we're supposed to do all throughout our life, what our vocation is, and we are here to discover that, discover God's will, not just in the big things, but in the small things, on the day-to-day things, and the minute things. You know, this is what we're really called in for perfection and sanctity. What should I do now? What should I do for the next hour or two? You know, what do I do in my free time, outside of my duties, my free time? What do I do? Ask God, discern it. What is the best thing? What is the best thing for myself and for others? What should I do? You know, this is something we need to get in the habit of doing, asking for guidance from Mary, from Jesus, asking for guidance throughout the day. And it goes against the how we have been living our life, most of our life. We're used to doing whatever we want to do, whatever we think is the best, or whatever we want to do. And it's not always the best thing, and we're not always successful, and it's because we don't seek what God wants. So we need to gradually learn more and more to be docile to God's will, and to ask on a daily basis and throughout the day, every day, more and more ask Our Lady and Our Lord. Our Lord, the Holy Trinity, is within us in the state of grace. He's here. He's not far away. You don't have to, you know, go to extra lengths to get God to listen to us. He is within our heart. He's within our soul in the state of grace. And Our Lady's there too. Our Lady's with us to guide us as a mother who is infallibly enlightened to enlighten us, to give us all the grace. When we know what God's will is, He will always give us the strength, the enlightenment, the ability to do what He wants us to do, and to do it successfully, and to be happy and at peace doing it. If we do what we want to do, then we can pretty much guarantee that we're not going to be happy. It's not going to be successful. It's not going to be the best thing for us. So it's in our best interest to discern what God wants us to do, always, all throughout our life, and throughout our day. So let us embark on this challenge of doing God's will, and let Him design our life into the masterpiece that it will be if we do His will, if we fulfill His will, and to resist our own inclination to always do our own thing, and to ask Our Lady to guide us on this journey throughout our life, this journey of doing God's will, and to help us make up for our imperfections and our mistakes that we'll certainly make throughout the journey, and to get better and better to the end.
Christ.